Zion Health is a nonprofit health share. In essence, each member contributes monthly towards a pool of money, which is used to help pay for the larger medical expenses of the Zion Health community. What's important to understand is Zion Health isn't traditional health insurance, but it can be an effective and cost-saving alternative for many. Quite simply, it's people helping people when they need it the most. So visit zionhealth.org. That's zionhealth.org. And tell them you heard it on the Resilience Podcast. Go check them out and see if Zion Health could work for you, your family, your business, and your employees. From my vantage point, Zion Health is a truly viable alternative to traditional health insurance. Why? Simple, transparent, affordable. Members always, always, always come first. They always get the white gloves member service treatment. It's a community of like-minded individuals who come together and share in one another's healthcare. That's pretty amazing. And they pay providers directly and super fast. I see Zion Health as disruptors of a very broken healthcare system, reimagining healthcare, and in the process, creating savvy consumers of healthcare. So visit zionhealth.org and tell them you heard it on the Resilience Podcast. Now on to today's episode. I have to tell you, so much of life comes down to control. Understanding what we cannot control while simultaneously capitalizing and making the most of the things that we can. A constant awareness that's critical to our evolution. Epictetus wrote, "We must be at once cautious and courageous. Courageous in what does not depend upon choice, and cautious in what does." And this idea had been shared many, many times in many ways over the centuries. Another of which a lot of folks have heard is the serenity prayer, right? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. But regardless of how it's said and who it's said to, the point is the same. This is the Resilience Podcast, episode 232. I'm Cecil Ledesma, recording live from Austin, Texas. It is so beautiful here. It's Sunday, November 14th. There are things we cannot control, that we must obviously find a way to stop exerting ourselves, stop exhausting our energy on. They are, as the saying goes, what they are. Now, these obstacles are immovable. And rather than continue to push and push and push with all our strength and energy, our time is best suited learning to effectively navigate them. And then there exist those things that are in our control. I believe it was The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, "If something cannot be changed, stop thinking about it. The future represents anxiety. It's worrying about things that haven't happened yet. The past is essentially depression, worrying about things that already happened. We can't do anything about the past or the future because all we have is now. And if it can be changed, then act now and bring about a desired result. Take that first step. Create some semblance of momentum, no matter how small. But to worry about what is behind you or in front of you is actually insanity. Yes, you heard me. It's just insane. I remember loving the simplicity and pointedness of that message. Accept it, eliminate it, or adjust yourself to it. Sometimes it helps when I think about things in metaphors, and I tend to do it often. This weekend, I was in Orlando, Florida, for the Mixed Doubles 9.0 National Championship. Really excited to be there. I was really looking forward to competing at the very highest level. As I check out my surroundings, I start to think of all kinds of weird thoughts like, all right, the match starts and my partner isn't cutting it for whatever reason. Poor attitude, bad attitude, low self-esteem, jealous that our opponents are better than her, but it's one complaint after another, right? Of all things, I was thinking, wouldn't it be nice if I could order a new partner with the qualities and characteristics I'd like to have in order to win the match, help the team win, and ultimately bring the title home to Texas? I was thinking that. But you know, it didn't take me long to realize a couple of things. One, such an idea would never happen. Life will always have some obstacle to place before us. That's what life does. After all, the word is predicated upon the avoidance of death. It's a struggle and necessity. Which leads me to realization number two. We want hardship, you know, purpose and meaning. They're derived from our willingness to overcome adversity and transform because of it. A life without struggle is a car without wheels. And sure, you might avoid the fender benders, but you're not leaving the garage. So that's a thumbs down. So I thought, okay, well, what if I slightly adjust that thinking? What if it's a subset of problems that I can remove? That's when it kind of hit me. The opportunity at hand, right? Not the so-called problems, but my thoughts about them. They're the real difference maker here. The negative storytelling that can be removed, pushed through the filter, the strainer. Not novel or groundbreaking, like I said a few minutes ago. This idea has been around for thousands of years, but sometimes things land perfectly. Right moment, right time. And I knew what I needed to do was remove the worries and concerns pertaining to the events that I could not change. Yet, I exhaust my energy dancing around and around with my thoughts about them. You cannot change the future. You can change right now, which ultimately becomes the future. And then there's a difference. I had to pull that back in, saving most of our problems are derived from anger or emotional attachment to the immovable and the unchangeable. One of my favorite sayings is, you can't change the direction of the wind, but you can always adjust your sails. And see, when you remove the self-tormenting you have going on about your past, things you wish you did or didn't do, when you remove the concern that the future won't be exactly what you want it to be, which tends to be where I lean of the two, you're left with one thing, the present. Right? clarity. You have officially empowered yourself because the things you allocate your energy to can be changed, can be made better or adjusted. That's really what it's all about. You can't change the fact that someone you loved or cared about let you down. But when you dwell on it, you're now giving up the present as well. You're preventing yourself from doing what is required of you now to make your life better. You can't control the fact that your company is reducing its size and your department is being eliminated. Can't control the fact that 8% get accepted to whatever you're applying to. Can't control the fact that you will be criticized for doing the unpopular thing, the thing that you believe to be right. And I say these things not to be a downer. I actually don't think there's anything sad about this. To the contrary, right now that you've accepted these truths, accepted this as reality now, you can move toward what's best for you. No more dwelling on the unchangeable. No more fighting unwinnable wars. No, it's just time to go put yourself in position to conquer whatever mountain is next. By straining out the things that cannot be changed, you are left only with what can. You can't change your company's personnel reduction, but you can find something else, something better out there. You can set the stage for a new journey. You can't increase the acceptance rate, but you can increase your value. Go above and beyond. Put yourself in position to succeed. And if you don't, hey, their loss. Continue learning, continue growing, continue moving forward. You can't stop the world's criticism, but you can learn to toughen up emotionally. Learn to trust your intuition and decision making. Surround yourself with people you trust who lift you up. See, when you stop wasting time and energy on the wrong things, you get the right things. Like Greg McKeown says in Essentialism, it's now what we can acquire. It's now what we can acquire, but often what we cut away. Removing the things that weigh us down, that we're dragging along with us everywhere we go. They don't need to be there. I say to myself often, I have everything I need. It's there. Some of it's materialized. Some of it exists as a seed that I need to identify and water and nurture. But it's all right here. Which means the problem will never be that I'm incapable. It'll never be that I'm not good enough. No. When I'm in the wrong, it's because I've forgotten to see it. I've either become consumed with the wrong things or lost faith in myself to do the right thing. And knowing this has been a gift. It's been tremendous. It's helped me even during the darkest moments to reacquire what matters most. Sometimes it takes hours, sometimes days, even weeks or longer. But I do get there. Eventually, I arrive, and so can you. You have the ability to parse out why you feel the way you do, to categorize the thoughts in your head. Can I change it? No. Okay. Gone. And with all that's left, begins the journey. The good stuff. The adversity and the problems that will make you who you are. Don't misunderstand me for 1 minute. I'm not saying it will be easy. but I'm saying it will be worth it. And that's critical to understand. Your world is there to maneuver and adjust, to reshape. But its transformation depends on a laser-like focus on that which is malleable, that saying, do what you can where you are with what you have. It will lead you to exactly where you need to be. Even if you don't trust the road before, you trust yourself to walk down it. And one last thing. The first to apologize is the bravest. The first to forgive is the strongest. And the first to move forward is the happiest. And that's it for the Resilience Podcast. See you real soon. Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually, three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift, and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now, and that you spend a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.